This week is the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution that guaranteed women the right to vote. It was another year before it was ratified by the states, and it took another 10 years for the first woman to be elected to the North Carolina Senate. Gertrude Dills McKee was from Jackson County. Here's more on her legacy. Anne McKee Austin of Cashers has made it her mission to preserve her family's history. She pulls out old photographs of her grandmother.
I wanted to show you this picture of Gertrude. You saw that one, right? That's what she looked like as a younger woman.
Austin is the granddaughter of Gertrude Dills McKee, who was North Carolina's first woman state senator elected in 1930.
And so here she is talking to Eleanor Roosevelt. I just think that's a wonderful picture, isn't it?
McKee got into politics after she attended Pease College and married E.L. McKee. She served as a representative in the Democratic delegation before she was elected as the 32nd district senator.
Well, I just want for her memory to be not forgotten, that not just her, but the other early leaders from this part of the state. Because I think sometimes North Carolina is kind of mid-state centric, and you think, well, wait a minute, we're up here in the mountains too.
The town of Dillsboro was named for McKee's father, William Dills. The town was founded when the railroad began to run through Jackson County in the 1880s. At the time, the town had about 750 residents. McKee held leadership positions across the community outside of her Senate seat.
She had free time. That was one thing. A lot of people, women, would not have the time to do things like that. They'd be too busy trying to, you know, keep the household going.
McKee is known for her work in transportation, education, and in the founding of the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. That's where she met Eleanor Roosevelt.
Well, it was probably a whole lot of fun for her, don't you think? Maybe she did out of a sense of responsibility, but it was a challenge. She had such a bright mind, and I think it was a challenge.
Pam Meister is the director of Mountain Heritage Center at Western Carolina University. The center ran an exhibition on McKee in 2011. She says we can learn a lot from women like McKee.
And on one hand, it's wonderful to understand what those people 100 years ago went through to make sure that we were all able to vote. But it's still a little daunting to think of all the work that needs to be done.
History often portrays women, especially in rural regions, of having little influence on politics. But Gert, as she was known, didn't fit the mold, says Meister.
I think, you know, this is a woman who was just driven to get things done and to make everything in her life work. I wish I had known her.
All of her accomplishments are chronicled in a biography held dear by both Austin and Meister. Joan Wright Ferguson wrote it in 1988 as her master's thesis at Western Carolina. Meister reads her favorite passage.
She could join in a backyard ball game one day and introduce Eleanor Roosevelt the next. She could sell war bonds in Silva and dedicate a monument in Gettysburg. She could bake a cake for a church dinner and talk down a senator in Raleigh.
Even now at 73 years old, Austin is still inspired by her grandmother. She's helping organize a suffrage celebration in Cashers in 2020 designed to remind young people to use their right to vote.
You know, I thought, gosh, if she can do all she's done, coming from where she did in this little town, the least I can do is try to do what I can here in Cashers to make it a better place.
She says she imagines her grandmother would be thrilled to know that a record number of women were elected to the United States Congress in 2018.
You'd think she wouldn't believe it, but I think she would be pretty thrilled to know what was going on.
McKee was reelected to the Senate three more times. She and her husband also developed the High Hampton Inn in Cashers. McKee passed away suddenly at the beginning of her fourth term in 1948. She was just 63. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.